You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. A federal judge in Miami has ruled that children of undocumented immigrants living in Florida should receive the lower in-state tuition rate for public colleges and universities. The issue has been a long-running dispute in Florida, but as Lynn Hatter tells us, despite the judge's ruling, children of undocumented immigrants, especially those brought to the country when they were younger, still face many challenges.
Earlier this year, the Florida legislature shot down attempts to allow legal Florida citizens whose parents are undocumented immigrants to have in-state tuition. The move came despite pleas from students like 18-year-old Renato Larrison, who was born in Florida, raised in Haiti, but returned following the earthquake that devastated the country.
From an earthquake to you wanting to be more and working hard and getting A's at school, you expect to go to college. You expect to pay normal tuition to follow what you want, and this issue coming up, it just breaks everything that you've tried to do for the 2 years that you've been in high school.
Out-of-state students pay about $17,000 a year to attend Florida's public colleges and universities, and that puts higher education out of reach for many families. At the time the debate was up in the legislature, lawmakers like Republican Senator Steve Ulrich, who voted against several similar bills, said that the issue was one of fairness.
It's about removing all kind of qualifications for illegal aliens, but we're going to keep the ones for the people from Michigan and that sort of thing.
But Tuesday, a federal judge in Miami ruled that children of undocumented immigrants born in the United States and living in Florida, like Renato Larrison, should receive the lower in-state tuition rate.
I was very excited. I thought it was a fabulous and just ruling.
Karen Woodall is the executive director of the Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy.
These are children who were born in the United States. They are U.S. citizens, but because their parents are undocumented parents, they were being charged out-of-state tuition, which never made any sense to me. So I'm thrilled.
In Florida, a child's tuition status and whether they qualify for the lower state subsidized rate is determined by the residency of their parents. The judge's ruling is only for the U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants, and it wouldn't apply to another group of students, those who are brought to the country as children and who remain undocumented. It's a situation that students like Evelyn Rivera, who was brought to the U.S. when she was just 3 years old from Colombia, know very well.
This past semester, I actually had to stop my education because I just could not afford the prices anymore. It's not something that my parents can afford to pay for me as well.
Rivera was able to get into a school despite her immigration status, but other students in a similar position may not be as lucky. In Florida, colleges and universities don't have to accept undocumented students. Recently, President Barack Obama signed an executive order that allows immigrants brought to the country as children to stay in the United States on a temporary basis and receive work permits, but it doesn't provide them a pathway towards citizenship. Still, for many students, it's an option. The federal government announced last month that registration for the program is now open. Under the program, undocumented immigrants would have to apply for the work permits. If approved, they would be good for 2 years and renewable for another two. Whether they would extend beyond that time is unclear. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.